This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby.
Yeah, I'd have to be a really big idiot studying geopolitics for 25 years, really longer than that. Officially for 25 years, 21 years on air. That'd be a pretty big moron to see George Soros and others carry out this exact same operation in other countries and then not see it happen here. That's what's so frustrating. David Knight's going to be riding a shotgun with him this entire hour. We're going to go to Nelson and Victor and KHI and Jim and Will and others here in just a moment. And we'll flesh this out more later, David Knight, but I'm even chomping at the bit watching all this unfold. It would be an incredible promo just for new viewers and listeners to take all the times you and I and others have talked about how they're gearing up a race war, civil unrest, the classic paradigm, and now see them doing it. But I tell you, Obama has got some big huevos, some big eggs, to come right out and blame the Second Amendment and right out say reform the police, and then a whack job isn't going to go shoot cops. I mean, that is so offensive to me logically. When police departments are all these different jurisdictions, different states, individuals, and then you just say, because there's a bad cop here, a bad cop there, I'm going to go kill cops, and the president acts like it's okay. I mean, that, it's surreal. I mean, this guy is, what's this guy trying to do, David Knight?
Well, Alex, I think, the middle America is really kind of caught in the middle of a couple of pincers. One of them is the increasing militarization of the police. We've talked about that a long time. You've done documentaries on it. That's coming out of Washington. They've changed the way the local police operate. And at the same time, we've had them institutionalize this kind of racism and hatred. And we see this now with Obama. It's not something that he created. This is something they've been working on for decades. And I think he's really kind of, he's not the ultimate end of all this. He's kind of more like the penultimate puppet in all this. But this is something
next
that's been going
top.
Back.
He's bringing in the final wave. He's like the false prophet of the race war.
And if you look at everything else that we've been documenting with the social justice warriors and the white privilege narratives that they're pushing, that's coming from people like Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers wanted a revolution in this country, as the communists always do.
He stopped that piece of crap.
Yeah, he stopped blowing up buildings, and he did something that was far more dangerous. He got
involved
in the education
establishment. He would bomb police. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he got exactly going after the police. He got involved in the educational establishment, and so from that standpoint, you've got our children being radicalized, even white children, seeing white privilege as the source of all evil and white people as being people that need to be killed. At the same time, you've got the police who are told that they need to shoot first and empty their gun if they start it. You know, they're not as reluctant as they should be or as they used to be in using force. And once they start to use force, they always make it lethal. And so we have these two things coming together. And those of us in the rest of America, we're kind of caught in the middle. We're both the targets of this hatred. And we are going to be the ones who are going to
exactly. We don't support the police problems and the police evils, but we don't support horrible George Soros civil war communist BS.
That's right. And it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, nobody's going to care how this started at some point. It's just going to be shoot people based on their skin
exactly.
Color.
People say, well, why are you so against Islam now? I tried to stop the clash of civilizations. We knew the globalists were setting it up. They put the worst Muslims in charge. Now they're invading us with them. I feel sorry they're brainwashed zombies. I feel sorry their women are prisoners. But here's the deal. I'm not going to bow down to it. I'm not going to give over my rights. I'm not going to be enslaved. So at a certain point, the war gets so real, you just got to choose a side, David.
That's right. And what we've seen, Alex, is this militarization of the police has gone hand in hand with the government's war on drugs, with their war on terror. And, of course, those are both focused towards our own internal population reality. And we've covered that for a long time as well. And so as you see the proliferation of SWAT teams as it becomes increasingly common. Alex, I can remember looking at Brazil with the movie by Terry Gilliam. It was kind of a Monty Python take on
saying, what is a SWAT team? And, when they come in and grab the guy.
Exactly. In 1984, the idea that you'd have these guys in black suits, just without a knock, blow through this house and bag this guy who's just sitting there. Yeah, coming through the ceiling, bag him and take him away. It's like, wow, that's over the top. Now that's about 80,000 times a year here in America.
I used to have an intro for the TV show that was from Brazil where they cut the hole in the roof and come in and bag the guy and hand him the receipt. We should come up with that.
It's not fiction anymore.
No, it's not fiction. We're going right to your phone calls with David Knight and Alex Jones straight ahead in extended live coverage. And I will be here this weekend with special live reports.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the saddest part about all this is this country was getting really good about not having racial tension, people getting along with each other, people coming together. And now they've got metrics and studies and polls out. It's the worst it's been since like the 60s. And I know the left's corrupt. I know the right wing's corrupt. I used to be the big guy exposing the right wing. But they really took an opportunity with Obama, and they stuck the knife in. They twisted it. They poured salt in it. And if they would have gotten an establishment Republican in, I'm sure they would have continued the agenda and maybe made it worse than Obama. But because Trump isn't playing along for whatever reason, they hate him and want to stop him. And they're creating this self-fulfilling prophecy that Trump's going to lose. I don't believe the polls. There's a Putin report I want to air part of that kind of got overshadowed by the tragic events in Dallas that we're going to play part of at the bottom of the hour if we take some calls in literally 60 seconds. There's another report with Come and Take It, the big attack on the Second Amendment. We're going to put that up on the site. But Putin's been coming out and saying they're moving missiles in. We may have nuclear war. Your press is controlled. This is dangerous. He said that 3 weeks ago. No Western coverage. That shows the control. I mean, even if he was a bad guy, When Kim Jong-un threatens us, we hear about it because it's not a legitimate threat. But when Putin warns and says, please stop, it's not in our media. And I just don't have confidence in Samantha Powers and Hillary. And it's not just that they're women. It's just, it's weird. It's like, it's really sick when a guy's a warmonger, but they've killed some people. It's you're kind of like, well, but then when it's a woman in some dress with fancy diamonds on, it just smells like World War III. It just smells like the end of the world. It's obscene. You know, when you got some big, bad UFC champion on TV saying, I'm the baddest guy in the world, like Brock Lesnar back when he was the top guy, it's like, man, I don't like that guy. That is just arrogant and pathetic. But at least he could back it up for a while. You look at all these weirdo, warmongering women on tape going, yeah, let's blow up the Russians. Yeah, screw the EU. Yeah, let's have a war. Ooh, and like weird weirdos on Fox going, let's kill people. And Hillary, I came, I saw he died. I'm going to the calls. But, David, I mean, is it you? Is it me? I mean, do you resonate with what I'm saying? Do you get creeped out by this?
Absolutely, Alex. And, you know, one of the things that I was very concerned about, as I mentioned in the last thing, is how we're losing our children through the educational system. We need to understand that it was the Weather Underground that created white privilege. And we talk about this all the time. I mean, that's the other side of the equation. I mean, one part of it is a police department that is being goaded into using excessive force. And we reported on this at various local and state levels. I mean, out in New Mexico, we had police trainers who, when they were given a federal agenda to teach in the police academy, said, I'm not teaching that. These are veterans who had taught for decades and said, that is a shoot first curriculum. I'm not going to teach that. And so they resigned rather than teach it. But on the other side, we've got them pushing this racial division and hatred. They don't care whether this is going to evolve into fascism, where there's a overreaction on the side of law enforcement against people who are protesting it, or if the protesters turn this into anarchy and we have a socialist takeover. They don't really care which way this goes. They funded both sides in the past, as you pointed out, in World War II. They funded both the communists and the fascists in Germany.
Soros is making money on the euro and on the Brexit.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I want to go to some phone calls. Great point, David Knight, riding shotgun with me in this hour. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. for sure. But we're going to do live reports, special reports, tape reports as this develops, because you notice everything's escalating. I have a sinking feeling we're going to see a lot more a lot faster. I mean, just the push by the media that the police are out to get you this week. This is the establishment media. This is the globalist that David just pointed out turned many of our police into killers. Turned them into these guys that instinctively shoot. So it's just crazy. Great point, David. Let's go to Nelson. Then we're going to go to everybody else who's patiently holding. Thank you for holding. Nelson, next is Victor. Nelson in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening for some years, and we both know that false flags don't necessarily have to be totally fake, and we both know that they are trying.
Oh, this is a false flag. I mean, the media and the government hyped it, so they helped it happen. And then, sorry, go ahead. It's just a false flag doesn't mean it's completely fake. It means they created the climate and allowed this to happen. That the media created this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but okay. Well, really made me. I didn't think that really at first because, you know, I'm all the way here in Ohio. I just, you know, hear what I hear. Well, what made me really think that is when they, first of all, the suspect was in the military, and supposedly, and then when they released his comments, they said something about we'll find the IEDs. And I remember you always played that one clip, the one guy, I forget who it was, talking about a lot of people coming out of the military learned how to.
No, it's sheriff's departments all over, and police departments say we've got to have armored vehicles because every department will be attacked by veterans with IEDs. That does kind of fit the narrative, yes.
Yeah, so I just thought, I haven't heard nobody say that, so I thought I'd call it.
Yeah, well, they're preparing a war against veterans, and so they're getting the police ready for that, but it's not really working. But I don't think that itself is proof of a false flag in a classical sense, but that's a good question. Stay there, Nelson. I want you to be able to respond back. David Knight, what's your take on that?
Alex, I really I don't know. Whenever we look at something like this, so we had the Summer of Chaos, if you remember, about a month ago. We were told that D. Ray, the organizer, one of the key organizers of Black Lives Matter, his phone indeed was hacked. But then there were some documents that came out of that. We took a look at it at the time. We said, well, they don't look like they're authentic. It looks like there's some photoshopping stuff going on here. It just didn't seem right. So we didn't report on that in detail. But, you know, whether or not that was real or not, that was one way to get the narrative out there. So was that a COINTELPRO operation, or did they really discover them collaborating with Loretta Lynch to try to create a summer of chaos and shut down the political conventions? That's what's going to happen, quite frankly. So whether or not, I mean, we talked about that.
Well,
happening.
We know it's real because the documents mesh with the open conditioning and programming and operations we see. People always think, oh, secret documents, you don't know. I don't need secret documents, even though we've gotten plenty of them, and boy, I get rid of them quick. You can see it from human intelligence watching what's going on, not what's on the news. I know how to go out and look at things and tell. I mean, I can even walk up and go, okay, you're Navy SEALs undercover. And they go, how the hell do you know that, Jones? I go over, well, you're Army, you're undercover. They all have a look. I've learned so much doing this 20 plus years that I can see that this is synthetic from a mile away, David.
Oh, and also we had today, Alex, it was reported on the Hill, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, encouraged members of Black Lives Matter to keep letting their voices be heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop with this. Don't let them intimidate you. And that's the key. This guy was a Black Lives Matter person. He wasn't an All Lives Matter. He wasn't a Blue Lives Matter. He wasn't White Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, really. He was simply Black Lives Matter. That's the division that causes you to hate the other. And people who are always talking about how, you know, we have to be concerned about racism, and they always use the other or the foreigner to try to create this racism, they're totally blind to it when it is turned to the white people. And as I was pointing out before, that has been a tactic from the Weather Underground. As a matter of fact, one of the things that the Weather Underground did in the early days that Bill Ayer was involved with, they said, we need to organize whites against their own oppression. See, that's the psycho mentality that they're grabbing our children with and brainwashing them with, organizing themselves against themselves.
Did I tell you, we were going to meet with a lady who has I've met with her before, who has a popular nutraceutical. And she couldn't come out and meet yesterday because she was too depressed over Black Lives Matter people being targeted, because she was so depressed over blacks being attacked because her son is part Indian, as if Indians are getting attacked by anybody, except just going out and doing jobs, making money. I mean, the cliche is true. So we're sitting here looking at this, and I'm like, you're kidding. Oh, yes, I'm too depressed. Literal mind control, because she's watching mainstream TV convincing her. I mean, it's just a sick joke. These people are freaking nuts, man.
They can paralyze people like her out of fear that they're going to be targeted. They can make whites hate themselves.
Oh, yeah, she thinks her 5-year-old son's dead. She thinks it's over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, is that instead what they do is they make it about racism rather than the way that we train our police and the rules of conduct that we demand from them and what we use our government
for. It's always a diversion. It's always a diversion. Yes. The feds mandate instinctive shooting training. It gets innocent people killed. It also saves cops' lives. I mean, no kidding. Shoot out people you come in contact with. You're not going to get hit by a bad guy. It's just these people are too instinctively trained. And it's like, I got two articles of them killing white people at traffic stops. Mm-hmm. There's not, and those cops should get in trouble,
but they always double down. And what's happening is now, look at what's going on. Most of America is going to look at the innocent police who were shot yesterday. And they're not going to pay any attention to the people who were shot 2 days ago. They're off the mark. So you get into this Hatfields and McCoy. You know, you have this two different perspectives, and you're going to completely forget about what's going on the other side, and you're not going to address the root problem.
It balkanizes everything.
Exactly.
We're Tell not us the root problem the root in a problem. Moment. I'm going to skip this network break. Only one more. I'm a very bad person. That's why we have an extra 4 hours, so we get more ads back in, so it all averages out, I guess, folks. That's how I rationalize it. I'm like needing to raise money and I skip breaks since I just can't help it. Let's talk to who's up next here. Nelson, are we going to add anything else?
No, just have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
All right, let's go to Victor. Thank you, sir. Victor in Florida, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex and David. Really quickly, I just want to say that I tried your products and they are amazing. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the Super Male Vitality. I got the bone former, bone and joint formula for my mother. Everything works great. Thank you. I got the non-GMO seeds. I've been growing everything.
Well, let me just tell you, you have a commitment that about a third of our products are number one bestsellers by major companies that we private labeled. The other stuff is game changer stuff we've developed with top scientists. But absolutely, I'm not going to sell a product that doesn't blow me away. And I mean, you take Super Male Vitality, folks. I don't know anybody within 2 days doesn't notice a difference in the morning. And I don't want to get into details here, but it's like I'm waking up in the morning like when I was 15 years old. That's all I'm going to leave. Super Male Vitality is incredible. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. And basically, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, if anybody knows the time, the very short timeline of like the last 4 days, it seems like when the FBI director came out and he did that 15-minute thing where he seemed like they were going to, you know, put a case against Hillary, and then at the very end, he didn't do that. That was the very first shooting on that day, I believe. Then the next day, there was another shooting. And now, yesterday, we have that, you know, horrible shooting as well. So it seems like now, I've never been in the media, but now it seems like the top three main stories to lead with are nothing about the shooting. Everything, the whole Hillary thing has been pushed to the back. Mm-hmm. So now we don't talk about this. Like, it's just ridiculous. And it's
sure, that's what Kent Daniels said to me this morning. He goes, hey, Alex, I think you should make the point that this gets Hillary off the news, which is killing him. And here's how it works. It comes out to the FBI, and not the whole FBI, because in my life, I don't want to accuse innocent people. There's some good people at the FBI, obviously, and they try to stop San Bernardino and Fort Hood and Orlando. And they get ordered to stand down, and the FBI gets blamed. But high-level FBI and these special task forces find these mental patients, organize them online. They start the plots. That's the problem. They're not infiltrating a plot. That's fine. They're starting a plot, and courts have ruled this. And even the New York Times admits they've, you know, created 99 out of 100 plots. They find the mental patients, they lead them, and sometimes they don't bust them. They let them do it. And so sometimes a false flag is you've just got the people under your control. You kind of authorize them whenever your, quote, Black Lives Matter leader or whatever turns them loose, and then, you know, they go out and conveniently get killed. And so, yes, you're right. This is very convenient that all these police shootings started right after all this began to get that out of the news. I don't want to speculate, but they've done it before. They could be doing it again. David Knight?
Yeah, Alex, this is something I was going to cover. It was on the Drudge Report yesterday, talking about how it was a rough week for TV networks, that it set a low water mark. And although Fox News Channel was the most popular cable channel, they also had their lowest ever average viewership for the week. And this is because it's 4th of July, and this is the way they report it from the AP. They say because of barbecues, fireworks, and other outdoor activities, the weeks around July 4th are often the least watched time of the year in television. That's why they picked the 4th of July Saturday to depose Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
To take all this stuff out. And I talked
about it. They argue that's the biggest news low of the year.
Yeah, and we know that. And we were going to have a rebroadcast on Sunday. And that's why I said I want to come in, because they're trying to bury this story, and we need to do everything we can to expose
that's
it.
That's right. I got emails going, why are you making David Knight work on the 4th of July 3rd? And I said, look, David wanted to come in.
No, yeah, because that's what they were doing. They were trying to bury this thing deliberately, and they did it very compact, very tightly. The first day that everybody comes back on a Tuesday, Comey holds his press conference as if they had just finished, they learned something on Saturday. They'd already written all that.
Yeah, they tried to hide all that over the July 4th weekend.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, I think it is very suspicious that we see all this stuff being compressed together right now, and this has taken all of this further off of the table.
Well, I'll tell you, this whole Black Lives Matter, you know, the blacks are all being murdered everywhere. Yeah, before they got out of their mother's wombs. Yeah, it is true, but nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
The hype was just crescendo by yesterday. I try to tune it out, and I mean, I couldn't have business meetings with people because they were in catatonic states, literally in bed, you know, just fearing, you know, the dreaded, and it wasn't black people. It was like, you know, trendy whites that were just like mental patients, David. I cannot believe 258 black people were killed in 2015 by cops.
Well, here's the deal.
I mean, thousands died falling in the shower. I just don't get it.
But you know, you always use the analogy of sharks and Jaws. Okay, why was that so powerful? It was so powerful because of the visceral images. What we had with this shooting, especially the shooting that
the guy like a fish gulping for air. It's horrible.
That's right.
Watch it.
That's right. And so, I mean, that is what's freaking everybody out. And the fact
that's
the cops
question.
Are standing
not,
there with a gun.
They're not showing up close video of these cops fishing out.
Yeah.
You know, like gulping
that's right.
for air.
That's right.
And again, I don't think they should probably. But why are they just showing it? like on the morning news this morning, I had TV on. People are like, turn that off. It's like people gulping for air, dying with blood coming out of them. And yeah. Like one of my kids said, why is this on TV?
Yeah. Well, and the other part of it was not only was he dying and gasping for air, but you could see the gun there and the fact that the cop is not calling for help, as we saw, you know, some of the other shootings that were happening around New York. Remember the couple that just walked into a stairwell, and they were shot by a rookie cop who was surprised by them.
I mean, it's like these cops that arrested our reporters, the federal cops.
Yeah.
They didn't even know how to unload guns or take them out of their holsters. They were, like, literally worse than Barney Fife.
That's right. And that situation in New York where the guy was shot in the stairwell, they went out, and the record showed that they were calling their police union to say, you know, what do I do about this, rather than calling for an ambulance, and they let the guy bleed out. So there is a real basis here that we need to...
I totally get why we could watch these shows all day, and it looks like cops are the demons of the earth.
That's right.
With these, I get it, but statistically, it isn't a blip on the screen. Well, that's why I'm saying it's a fraud, because it's like...
Well, the other part of it, Alex, is, I mean, decades ago, I had relatives who had older shut-ins who would sit there and watch television, and they would get news reports, crime reports from all over the country because that's what the news wanted to talk about. And it made them feel like they were in a siege mentality, like they couldn't go outside. They were afraid to go out.
My grandmother, she's in a nursing home now, but she would literally be like, you know, close that door, look out. And I'd be like, have you ever been robbed? No, but... Yeah, just the news was crime, murder, you know.
That's right. That's right. And so it has that cumulative effect. And also because it's very visceral, because they amplify it by playing it over and over
again. Victor, great point. Anything else?
I just want to say it's kind of like really crazy because they also now, by doing this, they start talking about gun control on CNN because I monitor, you know, I call it counter surveillance.
Oh, blame the Second Amendment, you know. Now he can't have Army training because he was Army trained. Let's blame the Army. It's you know.
Alex, I started watching this last night. One of the first reports I saw, somebody said, oh, it was an assault weapon. We know that it was an assault weapon. It's like, you don't have any idea. I mean, it was immediately after this started, they say, what is this assault
weapon? Well, it's used in 5% of crimes, and I'll give it to them. Yeah. They were used in 2% of crimes 10 years ago. So I get it. They are going up, but it's still 5%. Great points, Victor. Let's go to Will in Florida. Will, thanks for holding you on the air with David Knight and Alex Jones.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Being proven right is not a fun thing, my friend.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been furious over the past few days. My whole thing is BLM is a terrorist organization, and it is funded by Soros, and it is pushed by our White House's agenda and the media that's being controlled by them.
And by the way, new listeners, I'm going to let you start up, but for new listeners, this is not rhetoric. Our White House and multinational banks are pushing this movement to overthrow the country. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, definitely. So what they're doing is they're creating a rift between the uneducated. And it's not a war against blacks. It's not a war against whites. It's not a war against police. It's a war against the uneducated, because the uneducated don't do their research. They turn on Fox News. They see, oh, my God, another black person was killed. It was unjustified. Well, Alton Sterling, it was completely justified. Philando Castile, absolutely not. What about Dylan Noble? He was a 19-year-old white kid who was killed last month. No one ever talks about him. So what the media is doing is exactly like what you were talking about. They're using these agendas, these BLM agendas, to try to cover up what's going on in our government. Instead of a mass protest last night about a criminal being killed, it should have been a mass protest about our government letting a criminal get away with killing people.
That's right. You know, it's weird. Soros and them keep choosing things where it's open and shut, that the guy, you know, attacks the cops and they kill him. Why don't they pick the cases where it is unjustified? It's weird.
And there's dozens of them. I mean, this year alone, 1,146 deaths were caused by law enforcement. 306 of those were black. 581 were white. Now, most of those are justified. Maybe a few percent, you know, fall into the Philando Castile or the Dylan Noble. But it's the high-profile ones. It's the ones that come up at the right time so they can exploit it and they can use it to push their agenda.
Well, you sound like a smart guy. Are you a police officer?
No, but I did used to be in the military, and I got out of the military because of the things I used to see. And like you, I've been a follower for a while, but I don't get my information from you. I get my information the same way you get your information. I watch your show, and I see you validate everything I see. Well, Agenda 21, people seem to forget about that. You know, we're talking about a long con. You know, this isn't just something that's come up. This isn't something that's been...
Hold on, Will. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, play part of this Putin report I did, and then go back to other callers, Jim and Mark and Sherry and KHI is up next, actually. Don't hang up, Will. I'll give you a few minutes and have David Knight respond back. But that's what I'm saying. All of the fighting is real at some point. Everybody's got real issues and real beefs. But outside of that, the globalists admit they're manipulating.
We're on the march.
That's the point.
Empires on the
run. Don't be manipulated.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all been taught that when you die, and if you're good, you go to heaven. What if you found out that when you die, you don't go to heaven, but you sleep in the grave and await a resurrection? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really in heaven at thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Careful what you wish for, globalists. Little race war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
No matter how insulated elites believe they are, the harder they fall, history shows that. Now we've been identifying globalists and our operations worldwide for having gigantic political victories. You know, 15, 16 years ago, I began to have Nigel Farage on almost on a monthly basis, back when nobody knew who UKIP was. And just this show alone was a large part of launching that operation, now devastating the globalists. Matt Drudge amplifying what we do and working with others is huge, and now there's hundreds of other organizations popping up that get the paradigm. Once the code key to unlock the globalist program is available to the public, you can decode their operations like that, and it's called the beginning of the end. Game over. The only way to win the game is not to play. When a white cop gets killed, we lose. When a black person on the street gets killed for no reason, we all lose. It's the same thing. It's ridiculous in this economy the way the world works. to believe that somehow fighting with each other is a way to go forward. We should have a free society organized around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and free will. It's happened again. A cop was shot today in outside St. Louis. Now authorities, highway gunmen motivated by police shootings, shot a police officer, another police officer in Tennessee. And it's just intensifying. So I've never seen so many communist flags in my whole life up until the last 2 years. I've seen more on the streets. I'll be in, like, Baton Rouge. I'll be in New York. I'll be in L.A. I'll be in... And I just see communists marching around. I'll be in Austin. I've seen communists march 5 times in Austin and wasn't even looking for them. And, of course, it's all Black Lives Matter. So it's kicking off, and I don't know how big this is going to get, but I tell you, I'm not turning my guns in because a bunch of communists run around shooting cops, okay? Will, what else do you think is going to happen? Then we'll get David Knight's take on this.
Well, Alex, I think it's going to get big, and I think it's going to get a lot worse, because what is really going on with the BLM movement, the police, and everything else is a psyop against the uneducated and fear-mongering. So you get the uneducated to fear the police, and then you get the police to fear for their lives. So then you create this rift between the two. So now the people who have orchestrated it have nothing to do with it except sit back and reap the benefits of what they want.
And watch the crime rates triple in more than 10 cities as blacks get killed en masse by drug dealers.
Exactly. So what my theory is, Obama has talked a lot about a third term. Not necessarily running.
Oh, I was always hearing this from insiders. He's going to cause civil unrest. Like 5 years ago, I heard at the end of his second term he'd do this. And boy, it's looking like it. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I think he's doing, because I believe he's creating so much of a rift, so much chaos, that by November, we're going to be in so much turmoil, elections are going to be suspended. And then it's just free game. So the big thing that worries me is, you know, I'm a veteran. I run a veteran page. I actually posted a video yesterday afternoon talking about exactly what I'm telling you now, and then last night happened.
I want to play it. What's the name of your YouTube channel? What's the name of the video, brother?
Well, it's not on YouTube, but it's on my my Facebook page. That would be facebook.com/FU, the letter U. I'm covered. One word. FU.
All right, do me a favor. Send us the link and the friend invite or whatever it is to showtips@infowars.com, because I want to play that video. We're looking for folks that predict things before they happen. We're looking for people that are accurate. We're looking for people that know what's going on, not just to actually work here, but to be auxiliary reporters, because we're all in. I mean, I was working last night at 9 o'clock at night. I worked until 9 o'clock last night. The problem is I don't stay up past 9 now. I worked all day until 9, and then I just collapsed. And they were all calling me, trying to get me up at like 11 when this started. And I'm not complaining. I've never been more alive. I just worked from like 6 to 9, and I just collapsed. Very, very interesting. Will, send us that info. Tell us your Facebook account again. Is your Facebook open to the public, or is it by invite only?
It is. It's a Facebook page. It's not my personal one. It's a veteran-run Facebook page that I started.
Sure, sure. So we're going to look it up right now and put it on TV and radio for listeners, but TV for viewers. It's FU, I'm covered?
Yeah, the letter F, the letter U, I'm covered.
Let's pull that up on Facebook right now. Let's see that. Thank you so much, David Knight. Will, make some really good points.
Yeah, Alex, you know, he is talking about Agenda 21, and one of the articles that's come out about the platform fight that's coming up at the Democratic Convention, you've got someone who was Obama's former deputy assistant for climate change saying that what Bernie Sanders wants to do is a burn-it-down march to the ideological sea on climate change. What they don't want to have happen is a visible push, something happening too quickly. Hillary learned this when she tried to take over health care as first lady. It didn't work. She pushed too far, too fast. She doesn't want to see this happen again. Instead, they want to boil the frogs in the pot.
Creeping
approach.
Death.
Yeah. They want to do it very slowly. And you know, Alex, when Biggs and Zimmerman and Ali were down at the border, they charged them with criminal trespass. What that's about is the federal government coming in and taking over the properties. We've seen Obama do as Rob Jacobson.
On both sides of the Red River, just
that's
people
right.
Own homes for 100 years. They say it's ours now.
They just do it with a stroke of pen, and he's doing it under the misapplication of this monument law, but he's taking millions of acres. And remember, Yellowstone is very special. It's about 2 million acres, but he's got 3-4 million acre projects all over the country, from Maine to Florida, on the East Coast, on the West Coast.
Grabs.
When they take that property, Alex, that's when they come after you for criminal trespass. That's what the Bundys were saying in Nevada. They said, look, people have been able to free to come and go and enjoy this land as the public has it. Now they're going to keep you to a little narrow path here, and if you get off that path, they're going to arrest you. That's what we saw with our reporters yesterday. That's what Agenda 21 is going to look like, and that's why the lockdown on transportation is also a part of that.
David, I want to come back and go to Jim in Indiana and Charles and others that are patiently holding. Before I do that, though, I'm not going to air this whole thing, but Putin back on, got the article here out of RT, back on the 17th of June, 3 weeks ago, roughly, he came out and said, look, you got weapons on our border. You're gearing up. Your press won't report this. Your government lies to us about everything. We're in danger of World War III. And then we reported it, but it got almost no cover.
Mm-hmm.
No coverage. And to me, that's what's so scary, is that regardless of what you think about Vladimir Putin, the world is just galloping towards war, and our government is run by criminals that put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge to attack Russian interests, really making us the bad guy, cut and dry for the first time in history. And so I want to play a few minutes of this report. The full report's up on Infowars.com. It's on YouTube. It should go viral. It's only got like 150,000 views since last night, which people think that sounds viral. No, no. Putin warning the world of World War III, that needs 50 million views, okay? And again, this is almost a month old. We just mentioned it yesterday because it didn't get any attention. This is why we're in so much trouble, because just incredible things are happening. So we're going to play a few minutes of this, mainly with Putin's quotes with an English translation. Then we're going to come back and go back to the calls and get David's take on that. But this is why we say get ready. This is why we say, yeah, InfoWars is exploding, because we've been shown to know what we're talking about, but it's too little too late unless we really explode. And my goal isn't to make a bunch of money and live in a bigger house. My God, I can't take care of the house I got. It's to try to save the country. I'm all in, folks. And to try to have a future and not have nuclear war and not have civil war. I mean, I really am surprised more people aren't just totally involved to try to stop this. I just, where is the survival instinct? I know it's there, but my God, this is crazy. So please support the broadcast. We have 20 to 40% off of all affordable foods. That ends on Monday. And I added it to optics and shortwave radios and solar power systems and nutraceuticals. X2 is about to sell out, 20% off. You get 10% off on top of even 40% specials with auto ship, and we got free shipping on orders of $50 or more. There's so many specials, I can't go over them all. Some of the biggest specials in our history, InfoWarsStore.com. Hillary for Prison Church, 100% of that's going to fund the airplanes over the DNC and RNC saying Hillary for Prison. We're going crazy right now. We're taking action. History is happening. Fully commit. My spirit is just all in now. I just know this is the time to go all guns. Everything we've got, maximum push as we go into this, folks. Ramming speed. InfoWarsStore.com. But let's hear from Vladimir Putin here.
I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, do you realize now what you've done?
Exercise video.
Speaking nearly a month ago, President Vladimir Putin at the International Economic Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia, warned the group of international journalists there repeatedly that Europe, the United States, and Russia were drifting towards full-scale war.
We know year by year what's going to happen, and they know we know. It's only you that they tell these fables and you buy it and spread it to the citizens of your countries. Your people do not feel a sense of the impending danger. This is what worries me. How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
And the big news is, a month later, almost a month later, after we first reported on it, in mid-June, there has been almost no Western coverage of it at all. And that's exactly what Putin was getting at. Whether you love Putin or hate Putin, if the leader of Russia, with thousands of intercontinental ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, is telling the West, I don't know how to get through to you, your media is controlled, you're being manipulated, NATO is putting missiles on our borders, we're having to move missiles in, you've overthrown Ukraine, you're on an offensive, you're funding and protecting radical Islam, do you know what you've done? Do you know what you've done, as he said at the UN, destabilizing the Middle East? Why are you doing this? Where are the sound minds across the political spectrum who should be stopping this? Russia has 3 overseas military bases. You have hundreds. You have your spies inside our country trying to overthrow it. You have your CIA people trying to get into our embassies. You are at war with us. And the average American, the average European, the average Brit is not aware of this.
Another threat that President Obama mentioned was ISIS. Well, who on earth armed them? Who helped to arm the Syrians that were fighting against Assad? Who created the necessary political climate that facilitated this situation? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area? Do you really not understand as to who is fighting in Syria?
But the issue of a major world leader saying that we're moving to the brink of war and it's not in our news, that's the big story. It shows how incredibly controlled things are. Deutsche Bank, one of the biggest banks in the world, is plunging right now. Much bigger than Lehman Brothers. If it continues, it'll make 2008 look tame in comparison. Elites are building armored fortresses and redoubts all over the world, admitting they believe collapse is coming. Governments are digging in. Russia is digging in. Our supposed government is collapsing our borders and bringing people in with diseases and ignoring the Supreme Court rulings. It seems an age of madness or megalomania is now upon us. We've seen great evil out of Russia. We've seen great evil out of Germany. We've seen incredible evil out of communist China. But America has had its problems as well. And now we see Europe and the United States and the whole Anglo-American establishment filled with hubris and arrogance, just violating domestic laws, persecuting the press, leaking classified material and getting away with it. This is the stuff that collapses and major wars and calamities are made of. And most historians point out the parallels between the start of World War I and what we now see happening today. And the parallels with the start of World War II and the climate politically we see today. Even the Pentagon admits that we're probably witnessing one of the most unstable periods in human history right now. But Obama says we've got the best economy ever and the world's the most stable it's ever been. As they do everything they can to push us into crisis. And it's not just the Democrats. They have their establishment Republican cohorts that are working with them.
All right.
I have never been more concerned about what's happening.
That's right. I've never been more concerned. I'll tell you.
And if we're able to raise the alarm.
That, you know, the full video is up on InfoWars.com. I want to go to more calls after the break with you, David. And I want to do some special reports over the weekend, obviously, because just, again, at a gut level, I can feel the whole escalation of the next level has already happened. What's your comment on the rest of the situation, but also what the last caller was talking about?
Well, Alex, as you pointed out earlier in the program, we've seen how George Soros has engineered this in the Ukraine.
He's the one trying to overthrow Russia. Don't you want to get rid of him?
That's right. And so what we saw happening in the Ukraine, they created this unrest, the pattern that we're now seeing applied here in America. Isn't it interesting that we had Madison warn us that the tools of defense abroad or whatever would be used domestically, and of course the tools of insurrection and unrest abroad will be used domestically as well. We're seeing that now. So they broke off the Ukraine from Russia. Then when the Crimea said they would like to secede from the Ukraine, they said, oh no, that's not justified. Secession by the Ukraine is justified. And as they mass these troops on the border, and in the past, they said to Putin, well, it's just a drill.
There's a 2-year proxy war fighting Russian troops right now in eastern Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it was interesting, you know, nobody talked about what happened 2 years ago. This April, we had the close flyover of the USS Donald Cook in the North Sea by Russian planes. Nobody talked about the fact that it was almost exactly 2 years after that same ship had another close call incident with a Russian plane flying over them. And that ship was positioned very close to where the Crimea was. Okay, so they were there monitoring it. It's some kind of an intelligence ship. But it's also got some missile defense on it. At the time, the Russians said we were able to fly, do passes for a half hour, and you were unable to get a lock on us because we've got something to shut it down. So there's back and forth. There's an intimidation. But this is something that we've not seen for many decades now, this kind of intimidation and provocation that is being done. And it was begun by Victoria Nuland of the Obama administration and by George Soros and his agencies, his non-governmental agencies that were.
By the way, we don't want to just sit here and always bash George Soros. It's just, it's always him.
Yeah.
It's like, it never ends. It's always George Soros.
Well, it's not us. I mean, we've been told that in the James Bond series, they picked the bad guys. They named it after, you know, Quantum, they named it after George Soros, and they did that deliberately. I mean, they know that he's been engineering things, even
he's
at a national
trying
level.
To bring down the UK for
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
What has he got? I mean, he can mess with the Russians, the Brits, everybody. He's like running cop-killing organizations.
He's a James Bond villain.
Man, I don't know what he's got. I don't know what's going on with him. All I know is his Media Matters. He attacks us more than anybody.
Yeah.
And you know
what?
I'm proud, that piece of filth. You know, he may have cheated law, but he won't cheat death. He won't cheat the laws of physics or God.
That's right.
George Soros will go to hell. We'll be back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Day after day,
the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Yeah, he's a fool. He knows what's going on.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head.
Try to call all these callers. We only have a few minutes left. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We have more special reports throughout the weekend. Just watch InfoWars.com or Facebook or Twitter, Real Alex Jones. I pray that this Black Lives Matter killing spree stops, but the president, Hillary, and all the other usual suspects, they're saying we need to reform the police, which only encourages this. These are the people that have helped misform the police. Let's talk to Jim in Indiana. Jim, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I was watching Fox News last night, you know, like before I go to bed. And then all of a sudden, before the main headlines became mainstream overnight, they were zooming in on the three dead cops on Fox News Live. As they were saying, we shouldn't be trying to watch this. And I'm like, okay, fine. As other people on Fox News Live was debating statistics at the same time, I'm like, why are we at this point in this century?
I mean, because a cop shoots somebody in Minnesota, you go shoot 20 cops and kill five of them. It's just warped craziness. And a lot of Black Lives Matter groups are saying, great job, kill more cops. And I mean, I don't want to kill cops, number one, but if I just randomly put it on Twitter, go kill somebody, I should be arrested. And so it's freakazoid. I appreciate that point, Jim. Real quick, because I want to hit a few more of these callers, but I mean, why do you think Black Lives Matter is so protected? I mean, I know they want this whole crisis to happen, but I don't see Obama and the Democrats coming out on top in this. Are they just in their own little social justice warrior bubble, David?
Oh, I think they are, Alex. I don't really think that they want anything other than chaos. I mean, I read that quote to you earlier from Lynch saying, you know, we don't want the Black Lives Matter movement to keep silent on this. And Barack Obama said the same thing. He said, when people say Black Lives Matter, doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. But right now, the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kind of incidents. There's a particular burden being placed on that group of our fellow citizens. He is doubling down on this. And we know that the Black Lives Matter people on social media get very angry if you say all lives matter or if you say blue lives matter.
It's about
a racial line. Yeah.
To see him when he knows full well the problem of social injustice and economic injustice, and it's not about like cops killing people. That's so rare. It's a total red herring. It's a very sick program. The people running our country are bad news, folks. You see this type of warfare, this type of economic and cultural warfare, it's bad news. Mark in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Alex, David, during the fall of, I think it was 2012, on the air, you mentioned something called critical race theory. And at the time, what is occurring now was just getting started. I would hope that you could elaborate on, for the audience, what critical race theory is. And
you know, it rings the bell. Well, I'll have to go back and research it, but I apologize to the callers. We're out of time. David, 20-second closing comment.
Well, Alex, tonight on the nightly news, we're going to go into detail on this. We're going to look at the background on it. We're going to look at the fact that this isn't just the militarized police, but this is the racialized institution we call government school.
That's right. It's all there to create total division and just obsession on idiocy instead of living in peace together with free association. I just love everybody, man. I want prosperity. I want to go to the stars. InfoWars.com is where resistance to dehumanization begins. See you back this Sunday, 2, 4 to 6 p.m. Special reports throughout the weekend. Great job to the crew. Great job, David, everybody else. Sorry for those dead officers and everybody else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.